I was,
and he was like, so y'all just aren't gentlemen or some shit like that, or y'all would let the lady stand. I was like,
look, man, yeah, like you be assertive, man. Yeah, okay.
Like you can scare the ass for a camera.
It was weird, interesting times.
I was very confused though, because it was like, hey, man, out of everybody sitting down, why did you ask me though? You know, why was me the person being asked for the chair?
Like everybody was sitting down, cooling.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, man, I'm a, you know, be a gentleman.
Wait, what are y'all talking about right now?
We was at a game.
Why does this nigga not have the mic in his face, bro?
I'll read this. That's all
the fuck are you reading that for?
Now I was trying. I thought my
part. Oh, we're recording.
Yeah.
We're live, folks. We're live.
We're live, yeah.
Type shit.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I promise. What's wrong with it?
God damn. that was
quite interesting.
No boy.
To say the least.
Yeah, you know, Cam likes ASMR.
Okay. Face ass.
I don't like ASMR.
I can't, it actually pisses me off.
I heard when they would be like putting the glue on there. I'm like, you know, this sounds pretty nice.
Yeah, I pissed me off. Especially when you start whispering, like, psst.
Nah, you know.
See, I skipped the. I don't like the whispering, but I like when they just.
Nah, one day he tried to.
That shit pissed me off too.
Tried to tell me he was watching a girl drink soda at 3 o'clock in the morning at the PlayStation party.
It was. I'm telling you, it was a girl drinking soda. I remember I pulled up the clip and everything, bro. It was ASMR,
yeah,
bro.
I go, well, we were playing the game, and I was like, I heard like a lot of slurping. You know, I'm like.
No bullshit. What's going on?
I'm like, yo, Cam. Silence. I'm like, yo, Cam, silence. I'm like, nah. And then he's like, no, I swear to God, she's drinking a soda. And I was like, that's the worst lie.
It wasn't a lie, bro. No, because I was there the whole time. I was just so intrigued with the video. I just didn't respond. Because I responded after the second one.
It sounded to me like, you know.
But look,
he was having a great time.
While on the mic, I was hearing this nigga call
my name. Look, he sent me the video, and it was a girl drinking soda, some Asian chick, but it was still definitely weird at the moment.
He was like, in the moment, it was like,
oh yeah, I had some questions, and that was not the answer I was expecting.
Now, it's really just because, you see, as he says that, I've heard a lot of things in the party, you know what I'm saying? Like, while we'll be playing, I'm playing the game, right? Party get completely silent, and I'd hear heavy ass breathe. I'm like, nobody gonna say nothing? I'm like,
what do you think about? What do you think about?
No, but it's exactly what I think is happening. That's the part that pisses me off.
But why do you think that, though?
It's not that I'm thinking it. It's what's actually happening.
We're live for real this
wait,
time.
Wait.
Michael's telling us a scarring story right now. Yes. You know?
Wait, what are you talking about?
He heard somebody fucking in the party.
Yeah.
Wait, what party? The PlayStation party?
Yes.
Does his name start with a T?
Yep.
Oh, are you?
It's crazy because he knows once he sees this, he'll know.
I mean, no. I mean, if you do something like this, you know you're guilty.
No, because we completely quiet. No, I heard.
Yo, hey, please don't ever do that in my ear again.
Don't ever imitate the sound again, bro. Please.
Right, nah, y'all had to live the same shit I had to live.
Why did we have to live that?
Getting too deep, man.
Because I had to live that.
You gotta relax.
Nah, you giving
started.
You giving Trayvon.
It hasn't even been 2 minutes.
Trayvon,
like, you giving Trayvon vibes, bro.
The fuck you mean
weird,
Trayvon,
like just nasty energy, bro. You real like giving off Trayvon.
This
vibes.
Is how we start off episode 10, man.
Yeah,
okay. What a bang.
Episode 10, man. It's crazy, bro. We're 10 episodes in, bro. I wouldn't have thought we would have made it 10 episodes in.
Okay.
Who would have thought? We almost stopped this. Let's tell them a story since we're actually a couple weeks past that incident. So we record these podcasts on a certain days, right? Certain days of the week. So the day that we're supposed to record it, right? Everybody like, all right, yo, we're going to pull up at this time. We go, you know what I'm saying? Boom, boom, right? So the day comes around where we getting ready to film the podcast. I'm already at like the set, right? Cam pulls up. We call Gabe, no answer. Call Michael, no answer.
Oh,
Jaden,
good reason though.
No answer. So I'm like, nah, there's no way. And like niggas dead just left me on delivered. Like niggas dead got me just like they just banged it on me. Like real talk, bro. So I'm heated now, bro. Because we supposed to be getting this shit. I'm heated. This nigga Gabe calls back at 2 in the morning. First of all, This nigga Michael don't answer the phone, right? Like,
well, okay, no,
you had a valid. Let me finish.
No, you said it.
He had a valid reasoning, but I'm like, yo, if, like, to my understanding, I was just gonna call to see if he could pull up, but there was no answer at all, right? So, boom, Gabe don't answer the phone. Out of nowhere, this nigga Gabe called back at 1:30 in the morning after not saying nothing, and then this nigga Michael gonna say, 8 o'clock tomorrow? Nothing. Like, bro. So this nigga ain't answer the phone at all. Nothing. Look, and at 2 in the morning, going to try to set a time for the next day.
He was on FaceTime too, bro. You know what I'm saying? I could have apologized to you, but the action had already happened, bro. That was bad looks,
man.
It was terrible.
Mike made it worse,
bro. Because I seen that, bro.
You ruined the tone, bro. You know, like
with the side eye emotion, like 8 o'clock tomorrow.
I had like a my fault. You know what I'm saying? I had a whole little thing in there. Then this nigga talking about some 8 o'clock. Like you were trolling. Like you made it sound like we was trolling
at 2 a.m. So at that point, that means you was already up.
I had 10 out of 10 sleep, but it's because I was tired, bro. I was tired, bro.
It was 2 in the morning. I didn't hear no shit about, you know, we was recording today. So I'm like, fuck it, I'm sleepy. I saw the messages. I just threw something out there. Went to bed.
Bro. I was like,
wasn't the best, but you know.
On the game with Cam and James, bro. Yeah. And I told Cam, like, hey, bro, about to head out in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Don't know what happened, bro.
See, that
nigga ain't
like head out. Yeah, I ain't gonna cap, bro. I ain't gonna
lie. Come on, man.
I was like, I got up. I think my clothes are a little damp. And I was like, yeah, they got like 10 more minutes in the dryer, bro. So then I laid there and then, yeah, woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning, bro.
That's crazy. Where was you at, Jaden? Actually, nah, don't even answer, bro. You're gonna piss me off. But while we're here, though, let's go ahead and get started because. I don't give a fuck what you had to do, to be honest, bro. I don't care, bro. But let's go ahead and get started.
But it's okay, though. You know,
we got a lot to
talk
about.
This week it was BJ's turn.
It was my. You know what? We got.
That's how we spread it around. Yep.
Okay.
No.
Yes, sir.
That's how we spread it around.
We were supposed to do it yesterday. But yesterday was Monduke's birthday. Shout out Monduke's birthday. She wanted us to sing. She wanted us to sing happy birthday.
She wanted you to start it off.
Happy birthday.
Nah, BJ gonna start off.
Nah, we gonna get copyrighted. So we can sing the whole song, but I'ma just mute the whole part where we sing and then I'ma fast forward. So we basically just be wasting time. So let's go ahead and get started. Cause like I said,
happy birthday, BJ's mom.
Y'all gonna tell her happy birthday?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Happy birthday, Mon Dukes.
Thanks for letting us film here.
Okay.
Yeah, happy belated birthday. You know, her birthday was a couple days ago.
Appreciate it.
But yeah, what was I saying? Yeah, we got a lot to talk about this episode, so let's go ahead and get into it, man. Welcome back to another episode of the Forecast Podcast. You are now tuning into episode 10. We are 10 episodes in, man. We appreciate y'all, no cap. I'm your host, BJ. To my left, got the guys, Michael. Say what's up, man.
Good with y'all, man.
To my right.
Episode 10.
Oh, no, you good, bro. Go ahead.
That's it. Welcome to episode 10, y'all.
You know what I'm saying? To my right, I got my other two co-hosts, Kim and Gabe. Y'all say what's up, man.
What's going on? Big 10 episodes, man, you know.
Type shit.
Hopefully this intro is, you know. Looking at not everybody or
Big Mama.
Hopefully the intro gets better, you know, since it's the 10th time, we'll get it right.
You know what I'm saying? If you're watching on YouTube, please make sure to hit the like button. Please make sure to hit the subscribe button. Please make sure to comment. And please make sure to, turn on those post notifications if you are new. We drop these episodes weekly every Wednesday. You don't want to miss them. No, please. The only reason why I'm...
The one time, bro.
I'm not gonna lie.
Cameron breathing and stressing in my ear. he done been fixing his shirt, bro. Fixing his bonnet, bro.
The only reason why I messed up is because I have this iPad here. I was gonna read it off of that.
So you got overstimulated, bro.
Bro, it was like mid like reading. I was like, oh, I need to be reading off of here. That's why this is here. And I realized it was off. And I was like, oh, shit, I got to go back up and then find where I left off at. That's why that happened. But go ahead, Cam. Read your part, man.
Please also make sure to subscribe to the Forecast Podcast feed on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And please be sure to leave a 5-star rating. We greatly appreciate it.
Pause. I'm not going to lie. This nigga Michael is reading this shit off his phone because he can't see up there, bro. What is your problem, bro? Just read it, bro. Read it.
You know, I was about to say it until you got on my dick. Like I'm really about to speak to you on my dick, my nigga.
I ain't going to lie. Like, how you feel about that?
Like, you really on tip, right?
Where is your phone? Where is it?
Bro,
right there.
Like, you're really on tip right now, my nigga. Like, I'm really about to get right. He's 2-2.
I'm not gonna lie. You really see him cheating, bro, while Cam is reading each other trying to memorize it, bro? Nah, bro.
You had to make sure he's on point.
You blind people got to stick together, bro. And you wrong for cheating your man.
That's nasty work, bro. We over here reading right here. You trying to
side. The people thought he couldn't read. You just been cheating.
You been cheating, bro.
Come on, I'm blind, nigga. I can't fucking.
Michael, we gotta do better.
Come
man.
On, bro. Go
we
ahead.
Gotta get glasses.
Go ahead, Michael. Read your part, man.
Gotta get glasses.
Also, make sure to follow our podcast social media pages as well as our individual ones, as they will be linked down in the description below.
We greatly appreciate your support. Without y'all, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing.
Yo, over or under like 2 weeks, we'll be able to get this shit perfect, bro.
Over, by
bro. I'm not gonna lie, bro.
I thought we would have had it here, but there's a lot of pauses in between.
Yeah, bro. Bro, we gotta get this
once
down
again.
At some
once
point,
again,
bro.
We is a stretch, y'all.
Hold on,
we gotta stick to.
I feel like I didn't do bad. I feel like I had an improvement.
They fucked you up. They fucked you up.
I kind of fucked up at the end, but I feel like I had improvement.
Nah, that was definitely like partially my fault.
Nah, Michael, you reading off your phone is a damn shame.
Yeah, that's nasty.
I can't fuck.
Look how big those words are.
Those
blind man could read those. That's damn near braille.
I should have put them right. They were here, but the screen turned off. I got to figure out
the screen blank, my nigga.
Does it look like I can see that from here?
Then what the fuck are you talking? Yo,
I'm gonna figure out how to keep the screen like turned on, bro.
Niggas mad at me because
that's nasty word.
Where's your glasses, man?
Broken.
This like you being broken. This is like you being in a wheelchair and being mad at me. You can't walk.
Okay, bro. What?
You hey, just man. Can't see, bro. Don't blame me because you can't see.
No cap, though. Anything y'all want to say before we get started? We got a lot to talk about. We kind of got to get going. It's going to be a long episode, man. Anything y'all want to say before we get started?
Hey, man. There's, you know,
did you fix the little audio recording thing? Like, it doesn't cut off out of nowhere?
Anything y'all want to say before we get started, man?
We appreciate y'all for being here for 10 episodes.
No,
man.
I didn't fix that,
you
know, and I don't know how
thank
to.
Thank you for watching. Thank you for, you know, supporting, criticizing, whatever.
And we hit 100 subs.
Why are you lying?
You said that.
No, I didn't.
We hit 50 subs.
I said we
thank
hit 50
you
subs.
For all
oh,
the
50 subs.
You can't be false. Don't, like,
same
when
shit.
You, yo, come on, bro. Because niggas going to be like, niggas going to come back and look and be
look,
like, they're actually
read the text.
Far, they're like,
did I read the text right or wrong?
No, you
I
definitely read it wrong.
It was 50.
It's
you
okay.
I'm
hey, no cap. I forgot. That's a milestone. Shout out to getting us to 50
at
subs,
at least I remember.
Man. Like, that's very, what's the word? We highly appreciate y'all, man. 50 subs, that's a lot. I ain't going to lie. I didn't think we was going to get to like 10 subs in the first year. So we already passed like my goals. I don't know what they goals was, but.
You know, we have zero expectations, man.
Yeah, no expectations. Yeah, I really don't know where this is going to go. So if this goes somewhere far, like, I'm not going to know what to do, bro. If this gets too big, I might just shut it all down. That wasn't the plan. You know what I'm saying?
I just do, you know, I'm going to do the same thing regardless, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think I could get canceled yet. You know, we have no clout.
Nah, I'm definitely getting canceled.
Nah, they definitely going to look at these episodes once we blow up.
I'm not going to lie. To this day, I still think about that Indian and the ableist shit, bro. I'm not going to lie. That shit.
Why would you say that again?
No,
because... like. Dig, that was like five, six episodes
ago. You need PR training.
Bro,
real bad.
You already brought it back. You already fucked up.
Now we got to talk about how you call Indian people retarded.
Yo, okay,
now
bro.
We
you said that's a disability.
I didn't
disability.
Call no, them that.
Exactly.
I didn't you know call them that.
You said, well, you know, she is Indian. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, but I just so happened to say, once again, Indian, no problem with the Indians. Indians and ableists are not.
What?
Well, can we get into the forecast?
You know what?
You wanted to talk.
We about to start.
So,
I got you.
Indian, you got
look,
the other
you know,
ones.
Speaking of Indians, you know the Chiefs got cooked.
What Chief? Oh man! Let's thank you for starting this off.
Great
man.
Sunday.
The that Eagles good, beat the Chiefs 44-20, bro. I'm talking about belt to ass. Come here. I need to teach you this lesson. Like
from the first to the fourth.
You got
come
them
on,
kids.
Bro.
That was
nasty work,
I love
bro.
Watching like a nigga like Mahomes just like
just bro, failing.
Like all of his hate, dreams
what
crumble.
That
like,
what's he supposed to propose to? What's her name?
Look, oh, that's another thing man. I love to see. I love to see a happy relationship fail
no bro. Bullshit.
Because of the Super Bowl.
You know what I'm saying? Like they were, I mean,
Taylor Swift
number 87.
And him, bro, they going to break up within the year. The Chiefs don't need her no more. It's done. It's done.
How did we get to Taylor
tight
Swift.
End,
no
the Kelce 87.
No more
suggestions, Taylor.
You got copyright
suggestions.
That's gonna be a new song title.
The song
man.
Name.
Oh, 87.
Oh yeah,
87.
Oh my God. She's writing a song about Kelce for
right
sure.
Right now,
you know?
She might already have.
It might win a Grammy at this
point. I ain't gonna lie. She just like at this point, she waiting on him to break up so they can just drop it.
No bullshit.
She probably
already got out.
No, she need one more bad thing to happen to him before they break up. Their relationship too good at home right now.
One more banger.
See this gonna put a wrench in the house. She needs something to really bring that motherfucker down.
Nah, something like this, that's really like,
she can really
he
bring
can't
to argue
say
here.
Nothing like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an awkward couple months.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if he tried to say something about her leaving the dishes and saying, oh, well, you want to say them shit when them niggas left you on your ass on the field, though? Like, you know, like, nah, it's, he down a couple or points right now. But it's cool though. Wait till he might retire though. They say he gonna retire.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. If, I ain't gonna lie.
You saw the look in his face.
He looked tired.
Bro, they had Chris or what's nah, his name? Chad, is it Chad Jones or Chris Jones on his knees?
Chris Jones.
On his knees. Yeah. They had my Chris nigga Jones. On his knees.
I go like, Kelce definitely no looked boy. Like he was already behind on two black and mods, bro. Like he nah, he definitely was, bro.
Hey man, but you know, one thing, I ain't gonna lie, when I seen the score, I didn't believe it. Like when I tuned in the second half.
Bro.
It said what 24 when we started seeing. I said,
bro, I was just, bro, it was just so. I've never seen Mahomes play that bad, bro.
Yeah, I was just praying it just wasn't like,
bro, you know, that was bad, bro. And it was like, yo, this supposed to be the Super Bowl. You want to know?
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be a better game than that.
My favorite part of it though was Tom Brady trolling on the commentary,
bro. Bro, because
every time they switch back to him, he's like, you know, I didn't seen some leads like this get came back before. Let's just calm down, guys. Calm down.
Bro, I'm a little minute.
Knowing damn well, first off, it pissed me off as a Falcons fan.
Because
he sneaked this increase.
Atlanta, 28,
bro.
Man.
Atlanta still ain't healed from that, bro. That was crazy, bro.
But it's okay, though.
You bro, he was like, he was like down 24-0. That's the second largest like deficit in Super Bowl history. You know it was the first? Like, come on, bro.
Look,
like,
look as a Falcons fan, on, though, bro. I love that, like, this nigga was going to be Tom Brady. Now he's associated with the Falcons.
Come
like,
on, bro.
They done drug bro to the bottom with us. You know what I'm saying? Like,
this is crazy, though. I mean, they can't like, bring up Falcons so do y'all Tom think Brady. Mahomes no is bullshit. Still in like, the GOAT conversation? Because a lot of people were saying it's over.
Nah, I think still in it. Nah, look, he could come back and win 2 or 3 years
exactly,
from now.
Exactly, issue. Because so Brady went like 10 years without winning another ring. So,
yeah,
like,
but he
like,
also never
he
got
went
like,
to a manager.
Yeah, it was
well,
never
I also can't say what I was going to say, but he can't get, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he ain't never got violated like that.
Type shit.
That was nasty.
I didn't know if I was allowed to say that.
But I still feel like he's still in it just because what he still accomplished. Like, just because he got violated, I don't
if
think
anything,
you can
he'll
take away
the,
his accomplishments.
He'll be the one of the best rookies of all time.
Facts.
Mahomes?
Like, or not rookies, but like this little like era like Chunky had. It's like a dominant like last
Like just the era of the Chiefs?
What do they call him? Dynasty.
Dynasty
type shit.
You don't feel like they're going to do nothing after?
No, I think they can, but I think even if it goes downhill from now, that was like a very like strong.
That was their peak.
I don't think it's over.
It's kind of like what
I mean,
what's the Warriors in the late.
I don't think it's over. This is a mental thing, though.
It depends on like their players too.
Yeah, like how do they recover from this and who wants to? Because like, look, if Kelce retires, that's a big drop.
Yeah, no.
But he wasn't playing great. He wasn't really playing great this year anyway. So if he gets replaced, it's like.
But they still lose trading power at that point. You know, like they lose a lot of shit just by losing a name. Like
I mean,
that,
but at the end of the day, bro, you got Mahomes still, bro. Like that's still Patrick Mahomes.
The cap.
Bro.
He wasn't feeling Mahomey enough yesterday.
Type shit. You know, the
he
only
didn't
person
have Tony Romo
that, like,
saying it, man.
The only person I really feel bad for. It, well, I ain't gonna say I feel bad for them all. I mean, you get to your dream game, you want to win. But D-Hop, bro, like DeAndre Hopkins, bro. If there was anybody I wanted to get one, it was him. But I was really like, I wanted the Chiefs to win, like, cause I wanted like I like debates
you
and
like
shit. I wanted to see like Brady and Mahomes, like the like that GOAT conversation. I wanted to see that. But I wouldn't be mad if the Eagles won, cause Saquon, I really wanted him to win. Saquon, Jalen Hurts, all of them, bro. Like. Especially Saquon, how the Giants did that nigga, bro. And like for him to come over here.
I wanted Jalen Hurts to win too.
Exactly. Jalen Hurts, bro. Yeah, he had to win because me and him got the same name. So I know we built one in the same. So like he had to, like, I really gave him half his quality. So I know like what type of nigga he is. I knew like it was meant for him to win. All the shit he be saying, like, he was like, he said, I had a purpose before y'all had an opinion. I texted him that 2 weeks ago. So when he said, like, I was like, I knew you was going. You feel me?
That's why we down here.
But everybody run their own race. Everybody got their own story.
Journeyman.
Everybody got their, you know what I'm saying? So I can't compare my like, I can't compare this Jalen to that Jalen. You feel me? Because
even though you gave him half the quality,
you feel me? But
you know, you couldn't give him the weak qualities. You got to make him succeed. So you give him
you
all
feel
the best
me?
Ones.
Exactly.
And like the reason that he's so nimble on his feet. It's because you took like the opposite spectrum.
You know, that's why my feet are so
fucked
up.
No cap.
Yeah, no cap.
Snaps on that one. The finger snaps on that
one. Type shit. But shout out to the Eagles, though, man. Congratulations, Saquon, Jalen Hurts, all of y'all, man.
Nah, but whatchamacallit? I forgot what else. That them DBs, bro.
What DBs?
I don't know their names. Cooper, whatever. Them white DBs.
Oh, white boys.
Cooper
DeGene? They was on. Yeah, why we got it? We got to talk about the D-line, too.
Oh, bro. Because
the D-line won the game.
Okay, see, I'm not going to lie. I didn't know y'all was this.
The D-line.
I was just going to do a little overboard. If we're really going to get into it, bro, I'm not going to lie. It's not a lot of white cornerbacks. That nigga Cooper DeGene, he's one of us now. I'm not going
to
lie.
You don't got to.
You
he's
got to
be the cookout. Bro, I ain't gonna lie. Cooper DeGene.
Bro, he is the cookout, B. What you mean? I was talking about this at work. When I play football, I never play with a white DB.
Nah, it's so rare, bro.
So
rare.
And he's in the NFL,
at Philly. And he's cooking, in nigga city.
Bro, and, mind you, he's a rookie, bro. Like, and he's eating, bro. It's
and they
nasty,
got and they
bro.
Got two of them.
Bro, they got dogs, bro. Tarion Mitchell. They got CJ Gardner Johnson. He just a bona fide nigga. Like, they won. Dog. He posted on his Instagram. All right, so Travis Kelce with Taylor Swift now. Travis Kelce had an ex-wife that was black. You know what I'm saying? CJ Gardner Johnson. Post it on his Instagram. You shouldn't have left that thick shit with a picture of his ex, bro. That's like damn, you can't be mad.
He be on that type of timing, though.
You can't be mad. They won, bro. Like, I can't be mad. You talking shit and you won, bro. It's like,
and it's not like, you know, they just won this. They won the game. Not the biggest game.
But
not only that, they won it bad.
No,
44 to.
If it was close, you could talk to shit. Bro, you can brag on this for the rest of your life. You can lose every game of your career after this. I won a Super Bowl. Nothing can be said, bro.
We beat y'all 44 to 20.
And really, it was only 44 to 20. No, it was 40 to 22.
They scored a little bit.
It was 40 to 22.
They let off the gas because they knew they already won them.
It was like petty points
because all the stats that Mahomes got, bro, them was garbage time.
Yeah, because
like,
game was already over when we left.
It was 44. It was 40 to 10.
No, it was 44 to 14.
14.
Yeah, they had just scored. So then I guess they scored again, but it was bad.
We were at a bar, bro, and there were two Chiefs fans in the whole bar, and everyone else was Philly fans.
They was recording.
Nobody wanted, bro.
Yeah, nigga, his homies was in his face recording him. Like, damn, nigga, look at yo. I was like, he gonna tweak out, and I wouldn't even blame him, bro. Like,
the other, like they even like took shots for him.
Oh yeah,
they got shots. It was like, you know.
Yeah, they bought everyone at the table shots for like the Chiefs losing.
Damn. That's nasty work, man.
Beautiful nightmare.
But no cap, man. Shout out to the Eagles, man. Congratulations, man. They was to me, they was one of the best. Them and the Lions,
It was the third, I think, what hurts.
The Lions had a good story.
The Lions. I thought the Lions was going to make it to the Super Bowl. I didn't think it was going to win, but I thought it was going to make it.
I mean, but the Commanders, I mean, Jaden Daniels had a crazy-ass year, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I thought he was a good argument for MVP, low-key. Top three. Not to win. I just mean in the general. He was good.
Are we going to talk about that?
I think he's good
y'all
enough.
Seen Josh Allen got MVP? Are y'all like, do y'all know the numbers? Of?
I don't know the numbers, but I will say this. I feel like at some point, my nigga Lamar got to get another one. Like
He should have had this one, bro. He had the second best. Like, I think he has the third best QBR of all time. 41 touchdowns, 4 picks, damn near 1,000 rushing yards.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it's too...
And half of them picks was even like on him.
But mind you, he won first team All Pro. So when you win first team All Pro, that means you were voted the best quarterback in the league. Mm. So how is somebody voted first team All Pro not the MVP?
That's like, why I think it's a fan thing, bro. I think it's like niggas voting for their homies.
No, not
fans. I mean, like, it's people voting for their friends, like the journalists and all that shit. Same problem happens in soccer, bro. Like the Ballon d'Or, the best player of the year, that shit's given to whoever the fuck they want to give it to.
That shit's crazy, man.
It's just whoever has the most friends in the business.
Facts.
Once again, though, shout out to the Eagles, though.
But Josh Allen did good. I'm not going to dicky too hard.
No, he did do good. I don't just don't think
my only thing with Lamar, man. It's that playoffs, man.
There was, you know, plenty of sports tragedies, though.
Type shit.
What you call like the Joel Embiid or the NFLs?
No, I just think like he
Lamar. We're not doing that.
I said, would you? I don't know.
Put some more respect on Lamar.
But
name,
I'm saying like in the playoffs. In the playoffs, Lamar play a little scared. Like now, how he usually do in the regular season.
I do agree. He's not a big game player.
Like it's like I'm not saying he's playing, but he like it looks like
he just
he's
hasn't
playing.
Got, he hasn't got over the, he hasn't got over the hump yet.
That's it.
Y'all seen the halftime show, man? Did y'all fuck with it?
It was good.
It was cool.
Oh, cool.
It was cool.
I enjoyed it for what it was, but
I'm not gonna lie. I was fucking.
I had went
it,
to the bathroom, but.
I ain't gonna lie, I fuck with it, bro. All the messages within the shit, bro.
Oh yeah, though. It's called symbolism.
Yeah, see, I liked it for that end of it, but other than that, it was just kind of.
And I ain't gonna lie,
like, because I've never been big on the halftime show.
And he was the first rapper to ever do that. And niggas was like, "Oh, it's boring." Mind you, he's a rapper, bro. Like, he's not a big ass pop star. He's not The Weeknd. He's not Michael Jackson.
Like your song is not gonna make
it. It's Kendrick Lamar. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And mind you, it was just him and SZA. Nobody else. Last year, who did Usher had? Ludacris. Was Ludacris there?
Yeah,
I don't know if Ludacris was there. It was Ludacris
because Ludacris had that bullshit outfit with the
bro,
football.
Bro, Ludacris, he had Alicia Keys, he had Lil Jon. Bro, Usher brought out all these people on top of how good Usher is. So Kendrick Lamar just being a rapper, he's not a performer, bro. Like he's a rapper, bro. So
and I think
if for what they did for it to just to be him and one other person, bro, I think they did the best they could, bro.
And
it wasn't bad either.
And then, like, the influence he had, too, like, the stadium was fucking with it.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, exactly. they sung his shit word for word.
Did y'all understand, like, the American, what's the
Uncle Sam,
Uncle Sam, like, the
he
story?
Did the American flag. Mm-hmm.
That, it was basically,
I was going to say that.
Yeah,
I feel like his, I thought his performance was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Just, like, behind the hidden messages that he
had. Yeah, I think a lot of people didn't understand it. Mm-hmm. It was basically Uncle Sam telling Kendrick, like, you know, this is the way, like, you have to live as a black man in America. Because he was saying shit like, nah, not too ghetto. Like, you know, and it was basically, like, Kendrick, like, beating the game, like, playing the game his way. Like, in the crowd, it was saying shit, like, wrong way and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it was him, like, doing it his way, how he wanted to and shit. That's why, like, what's his name? Samuel L. Jackson kept saying, like, he was like, you're almost there. Like, you're doing good. Don't mess up. And when he was saying don't mess up, he started playing, like, that's when, like, Not Like Us started. Like, he started teasing and shit.
It's like they want to put you in a box.
Yeah,
not go
you know what
outside what you're supposed
exactly.
to do.
Exactly. And that was basically him saying, like going against the...
The grain.
The revolution. Because at the beginning, he was like, the revolution will be televised. Quote. Exactly. Mm. That was him, like, going against everything. Did you see the part where he was like, we want to play the song, but they like the suit.
They like the suit.
Yeah. I was like, damn.
And they
start
teasing it. I was like, damn.
See, the funniest thing with that, his cheese. He was cheesing
Drake.
The whole
that
time.
Say Drake.
Say Drake. Cheesing in the camera. Call it.
Bro, if I was Drake.
Serena?
If I was Drake, I would have had to shoot the arena.
No,
bro.
Bro.
Because they called. He had the whole stadium, and then he had the entire Grammys calling me a pedophile.
Did y'all see?
They were singing that shit in
Harlem. Did y'all see his chains? Did y'all see his chains?
Oh, yeah,
did y'all see the people in the back with the black flags? Those people in the black with black flags, the same thing he had on his chain was on the flag, and it was two kids holding up, like the A minor.
Damn. See, but with the
nasty
chain.
Nasty work, dude.
With the chain.
It was so crazy.
I heard different stuff. Like, I heard it was for A minor, but I heard they're trying to say it wasn't.
Nah, that's A minor.
That's A minor.
I know, but I'm saying, like.
There's, like, other reasons behind it.
Yeah, like, other people was trying to, like, come in saying, like, nah, it's just, like, I guess, like, this brand of chain or something.
It could be both, but I mean, it definitely means A minor.
I thought it was A minor. I for sure thought it was A minor, you know what I'm saying?
In the.
But I think, I agree.
Yeah, like, in the, I guess, the what's that shit, in music?
Yeah.
And the scales is A minor.
Yeah. But, bro, having a crowd of. Like, damn near 100,000 niggas screaming A minor, bro. And everybody knows exactly who he's talking about. Mind you,
name? Look, you'd be surprised. I learned a lot of people don't know what the fuck he was talking about. My mom was talking to me about this. Like, there are people, like, some lady was asking her, like, no, it was I used to play football with this kid, and it was his mom. She was saying that she didn't understand, like, what. Like, any of the performance meant, she just thought, like, she was like, she didn't, like, know that Drake was a pedophile or anything. She just said that she didn't know the song was a diss track because she doesn't listen to, like, rap music.
She don't,
So she was like, well, that's what you got. Most people who watch the Super Bowl really aren't rap fans of. Like, if you're thinking of the majority.
Oh, yeah, true.
So,
yeah, a lot of people aren't tapped in. I feel like most people there.
But I feel like it's obvious. Like, if you listen to the lyrics, I feel like it's obvious.
But that's even worse, though. Like, if you
literally name drop
and you don't know what it is, it's like, yo.
But I feel like in that instant, they're like listening to it because they like it and not.
Yeah, bro.
Like,
bro, it was. She didn't think it was bad.
She just said she didn't understand what he was talking about.
Yeah,
that's all it was.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, like, if they was, like, real fans.
No,
you're good.
No, go ahead. Go on.
I was saying, like, if they was real fans, maybe they were, like, read up on it, know about it, but
if
they're not, then they're just gonna, like, listen to it.
Bro, when he started performing, my little sister and all the kids that was in the area literally got up and started singing it. And I was like, wow, they have no idea what this means, but they are A minoring the fuck out that word, bro. Like, it was so crazy, bro.
It's crazy that, like, everyone knows Drake's a pedophile and it's just like, okay.
Type shit. Don't say that word again, because I'm gonna have to bleep it out, but say, like, another word for it.
A PDFL.
PDF file, type shit.
That's a lot of. That's a lot of things.
We're not gonna get into that situation. We're not gonna get into that. But
it's a complicated word.
Like a PDF file.
Yeah, I feel like you can mess up with that one. I don't know. That just seems
too complicated. No cap, though. What was I about to say?
Hey, man, just shows you how it works.
That is crazy. That we. I don't think we ever talked about. We never talked about Drake suing him, bro. Well, he's not suing Kendrick Lamar. He's suing the label for. Yeah, he's suing the label for apparently, like, pushing the song. And
I mean, you know, it kind of makes sense, though, you know, because him and Devin Haney are both of similar, like, characteristics and, like, personalities.
Oh, here we go, man.
Ruined their legend, man.
Nah, that's their legacy. I wouldn't you can't lose the beef and then sue, bro.
You know, 10 times worse.
It's like, yo, nah, it's like, and then didn't try to play victim. You was telling him, you was antagonizing him, telling him drop all this music, or the other side scared. And when he drops back to, like, it was really dropping, was beating your ass on these drops. You dropped, he dropped right after you.
Right the fuck after.
And then now, bro, I don't know if y'all listened to the Heart Part 6, but he was like,
oh yeah,
whoever you getting your information from is all clowns. Like 8 bars later, he was like, we fed you the information. Nigga, what?
They're like, you the clown.
Bro, what do you mean?
You just called yourself a clown.
Nigga, so you the clown, obviously. Like, bro, it's nasty work, bro.
I think it's kind of like funny that a lot of people saying like, oh, you know, listen to Kendrick in the club or all this, like, and all, when all that all the was Drake going fans on, trying to... and then he dropped Not Like Us, now they're playing in the club.
Now, rerun,
to this day,
now this nigga's winning awards. Now this nigga performing
he don't even do pop songs, Super Bowl, nigga.
Bro. And it all started that he couldn't make club music. Y'all it's just crazy. Gave this nigga the platform.
In
the,
he only beat this nigga at his
what's
own
the song
game.
With That's Drake? What do you know the song, the name of the song with Drake and J. Cole, where he was like, big as the Super Bowl. Nah, this nigga's performing at the Super Bowl. And then one of the diss songs, he was like, Kendrick just opened his mouth. Someone go give him a Grammy right now. And nigga won 2-3 Grammys.
You just helped this nigga.
Like,
out,
I ain't gonna lie. It was just all bad. Like, bro, when it comes to like strategic timing, bro, I ain't gonna lie. Kendrick just killed him at all. Like, and if you don't think so, I'm not gonna lie. You gotta be a kid because there's no other way, bro. Like,
or it's a hardcore Drake fans, bro. They're trying hard to see, bro.
Or your DJ Academics.
Or your DJ Academics. Y'all see the dude running on the field with the Free Palestine song?
Yeah, I see
well,
that.
Apparently they say he was a dancer that, like, just acted on his own and had to flag. I ain't gonna lie. He was, like, on top of the car. They chasing him all the time. They tagged him. Like, people thought it was, like, it was scripting and shit, but I think he did that, like, on his own.
On purpose.
Now, I'm not gonna comment on that because I still don't know, like,
the whole situation.
I don't know nothing about it, so I don't know what's going on.
But
so
it is time and opportunity. I mean, if you get selected as a backup dancer on, like, the biggest stage.
That's what I'm saying. You just messed up, like, you know what I'm saying?
But, like, I mean, but I'm saying, like, it's top opportunity for him to do that on purpose.
Oh, spread the message.
Yeah, on purpose.
Yeah, yeah, because he was a backup dancer.
Yeah.
So, like, he's right there.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have done that.
Me personally, me neither. I feel like there's a time and a place. And if I'm trying to, like, my career, like...
I ain't fucking up.
I can, if I feel a certain way about something, I can protest it, but I feel like you have to be a... I wouldn't protest it right then and there in the middle of my job. Like,
I just hope he, believes it as much as he...
Yeah, because he definitely They say he's not going to, like, they're not, he's not going to get no charges put on him or nothing like that.
I mean, it really shouldn't be because he ain't hurt nobody, you know what I'm saying?
But it's like, bro, you kind of messed up. Like, if you were a backup dancer, so obviously you do some type of work in that field. I don't know if you're ever going to get another opportunity.
You just fucked up your bag.
But, I mean, if you strongly, if you felt that was the time, place for you to do it, you didn't harm nobody.
Can't hate on it.
So, I mean, but once again, I don't know what's going on, so I'm not going to get my take on it. But we're just talking about in general.
See, protest in general, as long as they don't get in the way, it's not a problem. Because, like, I hate them protests where they be blocking the highway.
That's kind of crazy.
Bro. I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, like, bro, imagine you're going to work, you're late. 45 minutes, you know, and then there's like 13 people
holding hands for good. Got a poster in the middle.
Like, bro, I'm just trying to.
Is that a charge?
I'm just trying to get to work.
Oh, no, I'm not saying like
blocking the intersection.
No, like, would that be a charge, like, to keep going?
Yeah, but like, I'm gonna tell you right now.
Is it though?
I'm gonna tell you.
Attempted murder?
No, not attempted murder. It's murder.
Type shit.
If you plow through niggas.
Whoa, I ain't talking about going like 60 or like 40. I'm like, you know, 20, like a love tap.
It don't matter, but
20.
A love tap on the knee. A love tap on the knee.
Hold on, I feel what he said.
To get them to move.
I feel what he said.
You know what I mean? Not just.
Oh, so they gonna know it's a love tap. A little motivation. They got like 4 tons on top of their
knee. See, because it's a little motivation. A little motivation.
Because if they don't move, then they.
So hey, when their lungs collapse after you ran over them,
you ever heard
they gonna be like love tap?
It's their fault.
A little bit of pressure break the pipe, bro. You know.
Oh, okay.
Look,
if I was driving and there were niggas in the road, they only get about 3-4 times. Like, get the fuck out the way,
bro.
Because what you got going on is not more important than what I got going on.
And
right
what
now.
You gonna do?
You gotta hit it. You gotta hit him with a couple of hezzies. You know what I'm saying? See how bad they really believe this message.
My car is gonna go forward, right?
Yeah.
And they're gonna move, hopefully.
And if they don't,
I don't know. Yeah, look, we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
All right, man.
Because I feel like it's more illegal that they're blocking the road than like me just trying to get by.
Like, what are you blocking the road for?
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah. Why are you gotta
stop
me?
Stop dumping.
You could have been on the side of the road with
Let's say you got a son that says stop dumping oil in the river. Yeah. I don't work for the factory. I work at McDonald's. I'm 2 hours late and I can't pay my bills now because I'm about to get fired. Because you playing. Exactly. You sitting on the highway not stopping them from dumping oil in the lake. They doing it right now.
Like, go get them, actually. Like, stop what you doing and stop. I see them right now, bro.
That's what blows me about it.
Not to mention, like, I don't think niggas gonna give a fuck about your message, nigga. They're gonna think, nigga, get the fuck out the way.
Especially on cop. I would have cared if you did that on the sidewalk and you asked me about it. Now that you're like stopping my car on the highway is crazy.
Yeah, no kidding. Mm-hmm. That's crazy work, man. But let's.
What would you do, BJ?
What would I do if I see
it myself?
You got blocked, like, you know, you pulling up on the highway, like you going about 80, and you slam your brakes because you see like traffic. And when you find, like, you've been there for about an hour, and when you finally get up about 2-3 cars, you see it's just niggas on the highway.
And I late. And I can't get in front of them.
Nah, like, they really lock it. Like, every time you try to go around them, they walk in front of you. They on the hood of your car. They sitting in front of the tire. What you going to do?
Sitting on the hood on my car?
Yeah, like, they leaning over the hood. They putting their hands like this.
Filthy, funky, dust my hands on my whip, bro. And we gonna have a deep you gonna have to something else gonna be locked up, bro. You better get out my way, bro. I'm gonna tell you right now.
You niggas over,
yo.
See?
I'm not ready. I'm just saying, bro. You don't touch my whip.
I said love tap. Bro, you sound like you
don't
killing
touch me. My candy coated cotton candy painted whip, bro. It's gonna be a problem, bro. Back up, bro. Yeah, no cap, bro.
What about you, Michael?
What would you do, Michael?
Oh no, you already seen the motion I did, nigga. I'm stepping on.
Stepping on the gas.
So you're running them all over.
Like, if they leaning like right over, right on my shit,
you're running them over.
Hey, amen.
But like, how hard are you stepping on the gas though? Like, is it one of just like this?
Is it like
a, okay, I'm gonna lightly step on that bitch, you know, let it like slowly creep. If they still trying to lean on my shit, hey, amen.
Oh, or what if you were walking down one of them streets where people start like jumping on your car and like beating on your car while you're driving down the street?
You ever seen the videos?
Like, you know what I'm talking about? Where they start jumping on the people's car and shit? Like,
yo, if they start beating on my car,
I'm
going to
go up and I'm reverse at
I'm
going to
have an FN for an FN. Fuck nigga. You bet not beat on my car. Or we got, beat on my car like you some type of animal. Yo, you beat on my shit like you a monkey, nigga. I don't get, what?
Nah, that's crazy. Yo, that's got to be
you better back up, bro. Yo,
I'm scared for my life.
Stop playing, bro.
I'm not. I'm gonna have to like smash into a building, bro.
Hold on, you completely left, my nigga. I'm gonna unalive myself.
It's just because that has to be terroristic behavior.
No bullshit.
No, because I have nothing to protect myself. They beating on my car,
bro. You just like kicked the innocent, you're in your car, my nigga.
I'm not waiting to stop, and then they like tell me to get out the car, and now I'm getting
you
jumped.
Just killed the innocent grandma trying to get coffee.
I agree with that,
but they're outside the car. You just gotta step on the gas.
Ramming into a building, like what is crashing?
I'll be confused. I'd be so discombobulated, bro. I wouldn't know what to do. I'd just be like, well, nigga, we're going
to be driving. Nigga, Jeff, all shit. You know what?
Let's really get to it, though, because like, we know this, right? Cameron has no type of fucking like control, no type of like.
For sure.
If there is any pressure being applied, this nigga Cameron will crack, fold, and crumble.
Bro.
Instantly, bro.
But I was still stood composed.
No,
though.
The fuck he won't.
Like, you gonna be composed crashing to a building, my nigga?
No, you heard what you just said?
But look, though. Like,
that's
I'm
not composed.
I'm only freaking out for like a cool 30 seconds.
You know how
to get it back together.
You know how I know that's
30 seconds is a long time.
That's freaking out,
that.
You know how 30 seconds?
But I gotta think. I gotta like... You know, I gotta...
30 seconds is a long time.
Step on the gas and get out of there, my nigga.
I gotta see what's the vibe. I gotta
see
like how...
what's the vibe. Niggas... Hundreds of niggas are attacking your car violently.
And you gotta...
You wanna know what's the
vibe. You gotta analyze the situation.
Yeah, because I don't wanna fuck up my car, but it's gonna have to
be... They are... They fucking your car. Yo, it's gonna be a bunch of niggas
on your
car. Go ask them, yo, what's the move? Like, I gotta see the vibe.
No, because like I'm
they
thinking
beating
like
your windows.
Yeah,
in.
But I don't want it like to make my car worse, right? And then I'm thinking like, okay, what am I gonna do? Like when this stops, like when I stop, like when I get out of red light or something.
So in the process of thinking, how can I preserve my car and how can I keep it safe? You're gonna crash it into a building.
Yep.
You know what? That's
are you thinking about your life? You know what I'm saying?
I am.
No, you're not.
Yeah, there's no. No, you're just not possible.
That's such a contradiction.
You just told you, bro. You just I'm a swerve into.
That's why I'm doing it,
Zaxby's, bro.
No, because I feel like I have a chance, like crashing into a building.
I hope a chance. Then niggas jumping.
I hope when you have kids that your mentality changes to like, please, you value your like the things.
Wait, if you have kids in the car, you gonna do the same thing?
Nah.
What are you gonna do?
So what are you gonna do if there's kids in the car?
Shit, that's a lot of thinking, bro. That's
I even got that far, bro. Step on the gas.
Nigga, I'm stepping on the gas. They still on my card. Like,
why are you
now, You're going to roll off that bitch. You're going 80 miles an hour, my nigga.
It shifts from my life to my kid's life, right? So if I stop, right, or like, you know, like whatever I do, I still got to worry about my kids.
Your kids are dead, dude.
You know, I got to protect them. You know, so I gotta.
You can protect them by stepping on the
but
fucking gas.
But they're still on the car, though.
They're gonna roll off that bitch when you're going 80 miles an hour, my nigga.
How you know?
You think they got the grip strength to hold on to that bitch?
Somebody can hold you.
Are you being chased by a Winter Soldier, bro?
You see these niggas act nowadays? These niggas are acting crazy. You don't know what they're gonna do. You don't know what niggas is gonna do. Niggas might pop out and have a.
Yo, why do you do this shit when you stop this, bro? There's so many. You just stop mid. Like, this nigga brain be. Yo, he might need some 30 seconds. His brain be working too quick. And see, he can't catch up to
this. This is the problem, Cam. This is what we like. When we talk about scenarios, bro, this is why you is like the bait. Like, you like. Because I couldn't rely on you to save my life if you had any less than 30 seconds on the line. Like, yo, what do you like? if you have to break in,
we got to get this nigga 26 more seconds to get a thought together, nigga. You are not Dr. Strange, nigga.
Because if you got to think about your, if you got to think about saving your kids, I know you got to think about saving me.
Like, no, bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. If it's 30 seconds for your wife and kids, it got to be at least 2 minutes for us. But, like, it got to be, bro.
See, the kids is a different situation, though. You know what I mean? Because it's like, I don't want them to get hurt in the process of me trying to, like, save them. That's what I'm talking about the card. But me as bait, I'm gonna keep running, right? So I'm running thinking about it. I might survive. I think it's best if we not to be like not be together. Because like when it comes down to you and me.
Yo,
this gonna have to be me.
You lost me like fuck.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. You lost me, bro. Let's go. Let's get into
every
next
statement is contradicting the next.
I've been trying to listen, but it's not been clicking, man. Let's get into like. Stop interrupting me when I'm trying to transition, bro. You pissing me off, man. God damn, this episode after episode. God damn, bro. I'm trying to get to the next topic. Please, man. Please, I'm begging you, bro. Please. Please.
Are you begging me right now?
I am, bro.
I feel honored, bro.
Go. Yo, you about, yo.
You know, listen, one knee, man.
Begging get, like, you begging like the Lakers, bro.
Come on, bro. No bullshit. Let's get into the next.
Just made my day.
Right after.
Nigga cheese in that camera.
Shut up. Damn. Please. Yo, shut up.
I'm just saying thank you, bro.
All right, bro. Golly, bro. Listen, man. Right, this actually happened right after we had got done filming the last podcast. Luka Doncic got traded to the Lakers for Anthony Street Clothes Davis, bro.
Cam actually broke the news, you know.
We thought it was fake.
No cap.
We thought it was fake. You really
woach.
You really woach for real.
Shams.
Shams.
I saw it. Broke the news. Told Michael to do the research.
Street Clothes Davis is crazy though.
You know, we got it done. We tweeted it out.
Yeah, that's why they call him Alien Street Clothes, Davis.
Well, I know that. Yeah. I mean, you think I made the math.
But what's y'all like initial, like when y'all first heard that? Because I ain't gonna lie, we was all shocked, bro.
I thought it was fake when you said that. I'm like, what? There's no way. I'm like, Luka for AD.
I was like, why?
Yeah.
But then after Michael, and I think Michael should break it down again. After Michael broke it down, it makes sense.
Yeah, talk to him about why do you, what's your opinion? What are your thoughts on why you think first of all, who do you think won the trade?
Lakers.
Okay, so now my question would be, why do you think the Mavs would do something like this?
Okay, so I know you said, like, it's a win-now move, right?
Who?
What's his name? Nico?
Whatever Nico Harrison, the GM?
Yeah, that nigga, yeah.
I mean, I know who, but they might not know who. So
type shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so you said it was a win-now move, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing, you know, Kyrie got championship experience. So I guess his mindset was, like, get Kyrie, AD, and, like, some elite role players around them niggas, right?
Mm-hmm.
For a win-now move. But the only thing that with that is, like, who they going to beat?
That's a great question. Like, I don't.
Because I don't even think they're making out the West.
I don't think that, like, that's, like, AD and Kyrie, that sounds, but I just don't see them beating Denver.
And it's not even like them him. Personally, but they're also kind of injury prone a little.
Yeah, bro. And everybody, Clay, shit. Clay's 30 plus.
Anthony Davis Kyrie's injured right now as we speak.
See, we was going to get to that. No, this nigga AD got injured his first game. And the crazy part about him getting injured first game is like he was hooping. Like,
he was going crazy.
Didn't he have 30 points or something?
Listen, before we get to that, nigga, the Mavs, bro, they was holding funerals and shit outside. They're like, bro, imagine you get traded to the Mavs and they holding funerals for the nigga that you just got traded for, bro. Like, that was like, bro.
It's
damn.
A fire Nico.
So crying, bro. They wanted a statue.
Bro, they was fired.
He's like, been a Mavs fan since I was a kid,
them
man.
Niggas was hating, right? So imagine, they hate, they mad as fuck. But 80 come in, this nigga hoping, like, he's giving this nigga life, and then he get hurt. It's like, damn, we back to square. Nah, so we don't got Luka. Or the nigga we traded. Oh, nah.
Nah, they said they gave him the full Lakers experience, man.
Bro, they started sending the GM nigga death threats, bro. It's bad, bro. It's like, I ain't gonna lie. Death threats is crazy, bro. Yeah, at the end of the day, it's that deep. It's hoops, bro.
Nah, yeah. But Dallas fans, nah. The Mavs fans, bro, they loyal ass niggas,
bro. It is hoops, bro, but you got rid of, like, Luka, though.
Okay.
Bro, you got to.
The nigga brought you to the finals while he was injured.
You had to do that for yourself. You got rid of, ain't do it for
come
the
Come on, bro. You got rid of Luka Doncic, bro. Come on, bro. Like, that's nasty work, bro.
Come on, weight problems, defensive
championships. And then again, not only that, like Michael said, you in, like, the biggest gun law, like, in, the, like, gun law state. In the U.S.
Bro, what are you saying right now,
bro? Why would you be fucking around with them Dallas people like that? Why would you be playing with they top like that, bro?
Nah, they said he had a weight problem, bro. They said he was like high 260.
Come on, bro.
I'm going to keep it a
bail. How tall is he?
If he's 6'7"? He's not. Yeah, he's about 6'7".
Six, seven.
I'm not going to lie. If he was 260 and giving niggas 60... Bro, what?
He gave you a 60-point triple-double. 60-20-10.
Triple-double. I don't care if he was 360. Mm-hmm. He's giving me 60 points.
He could look like Butterbean. Bro, as long as he's crossing niggas up.
I don't care what he come in there looking like. If he give me a 40-point triple-double, bro, because the GM was like, oh, I believe that defense wins championships. That's 1,000%. I truly believe that. But you got to put some fucking points on the board, man. You're like, you got to score, bro. And this nigga, Luke Buka, was a spud.
I guess I would have mindset he got Kyrie.
Walking bucket,
but I guess that's Kyrie's why they good, got they made the trade so they can get defensive niggas. Because in the finals, it seemed like the only thing that was missing was defense. Granted, they was going against the Nuggets. You know, it's going to be hard to have defense. No matter what.
If you go back, like, my bad. You
know, but I'm saying, like, you. I guess they just wanted defense at the end of the day.
If you go back and watch some of that finals tape, I'm not gonna lie. Luka was definitely ass on defense. 1,000%. Like, he was giving no effort. I ain't gonna lie.
It was like he was putting more effort not to put effort.
He would be going, like, getting back, but not staying on, like, not jogging down the court. Like, when you miss a shot, you're supposed to get back immediately. He would miss a shot, loaf down the court, easy bucket for Tatum. You know what I'm saying? Complaining to the refs, all that shit. I'm not gonna lie. Defensively, he's got to get better. 1,000%.
Facts.
The nigga's giving me 40, though. How much can you really say that?
Like,
The problem is effort. The problem is effort. I get it. But the nigga's giving me 40.
We could give him effort, but, like, if no effort is giving you 40, like, you don't think you could work on it?
No. At how old is that nigga?
25,
right? So how
he's not even close to his prime.
Okay, but how I'm looking at it, right? If there's, like, same thing, I would have done the same with Zion. I don't know why they haven't done the same thing with Zion.
Because they feel like
But still,
you don't
though,
just
has
get
things,
off of a talent like that. Bro.
Has things changed though? Like, not, but and I feel like if
actually doing worse
if,
right now.
I think that's coaching.
Yeah,
me personally, I think that's coaching.
Now you can't blame that all on coaching.
No, yeah,
though.
You can't. Okay.
Not bro, all on coaching.
There
you got to take some accountability.
There has to be a
coach. No. It is the player's
when
fault.
He plays,
right?
No, 1,000%.
But as a coach, if your first instinct is like, "Damn, like I told you to do this and you said no, so I'm gonna just trade you," you're a bit.
No, I.
Like, you
no,
scared,
that was
like, you really scared. You really scared to whip niggas in the.
He was there for 6 years.
Okay, but 6 years.
But I feel like there has to be. I feel like if you want to win, no, he has to do better. 1,000%. But there has to be a coach that brings that out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there's no coach that's been able to... Because, nigga, he is dropping 50. So if he's not playing defense, but he's dropping 50, what can you really say to him? And mind you, he was on pace to get a 5-year, $345 million contract. I don't know about y'all, but $345 million is fuck you money. So, like, you about to get this nigga that type of bread is nothing you can say to him. He runs the shit. So... Like I put, I think they were scared to give him that because right now they not getting what they feel like they need. Like, he's giving him a lot, 1,000%. but he's not giving them what they need for them to take the next step. And I think that's why they traded him.
Because they were scared to coach that into him. They said to say that.
They didn't want to give him that money, because once you give him that money, it's like,
You can't control
it. It's already over with.
You're already getting paid.
See, all they had to do was tell a nigga what could have been. All they had to do was tell him, look, man, this is what we want to give you. We just need this out you. That's it.
But it's but that's
and then after that would have traded him.
And he could threaten to leave if he want. No,
that is that simple. But I think it had to be way worse than that, bro. Mind you, he's been in the league since he's 25. He's been in the league, if I'm not mistaken, since 19. 18,
you know what it is? Probably
18 years old.
No, I'm pretty sure he came in at
18. I know he came in 2018.
Yo, Jay, if you could look up when he came in.
7 years ago.
But if I'm not mistaken.
No, don't you have to be 19
in the league? He might have been 18, but I'm like when he got drafted, I'm pretty sure he was.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I think it was 18, 2018.
But I'm pretty sure he was 19 in 2018, if I'm not mistaken.
Don't you have to be 19 to enter the league?
Because this year he'll be 26.
But he played in Europe. So do those rules still apply? Because he already
you don't have to be 19. He was already playing pro. You don't have to be 19. You just got to be a year
removed after high school or some shit like that. Whatever the fuck.
Because he was already playing pro. So.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was drafted at 19, right? He's 25. He has five first-team All-NBAs.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in the league for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell me a five-time first-team All-NBA. You mm-hmm. trade that nigga before he's even in his prime? But I mean, it had to be something deep, bro. Like, you don't just come up off that, bro. How long did the Steelers keep Antonio Brown? How long did the Giants keep Odell? Bro, all these niggas that are like cancers in the locker room, how long are teams keeping this nigga before, like, all right, it's getting too late? This nigga, bro, this nigga's only been 6 years. It had to have been super bad. Like, bro, because you don't move off of something like that. That fast, bro. You at least try, like, damn, like, get this nigga a contract. Mm. All right, if he don't get to, like, 2 years, niggas are not even close to his prime.
Mm.
Like, he's at least 2 to 3 years off of it, and he's still first team All-NBA. You know what I'm saying?
He behooves since his rookie season, my
bro. As soon as he came in the league,
I just think, like, yeah, he's dropping 40, and yes, I agree. It is the coaching if they're not, like,
it's his fault, too, though.
Yeah.
No, it's for sure.
He don't got the discipline
for sure accountability.
He's still a professional athlete and has a job. Exactly. Yeah. Like, they don't pay him that amount of money to, like, for them to have to wake up and tell that nigga what to do.
Exactly.
Like, maybe him.
Yeah, bro.
Like, I just feel like if you – some coaches, I feel like with Zion, I guess with the talent, they show some type of, like, I don't know if entitlement is the right word, mm-hmm. but
like Zion, for example.
Yeah, like I feel like with Zion, because he's like you said, this talent, and he does play good.
Yeah,
they can just like keep him, even though he keeps fucking up.
Yeah,
he's like he keep getting injured.
Well, because Zion doesn't have to work hard to be good. They don't have to, like, him not training isn't what's like gonna stop him from being good. Because when he gets out there and plays, he's gonna do decent because he's talented.
No, every time he plays, he's like that.
That's what I'm saying. Because he's talented. But then outside of that, you can't change a nigga's mentality. Like, you can't change what someone wants to do despite the talent.
Yeah, he don't want it better.
He's still
and it's sad. You could see the talent in Zion.
I think with Luka, it's a different thing as far as like if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
But he wants to play. That's the thing.
No. It ain't about wanting to play. It's about conditioning. Why does Luka need to go to conditioning? Like you say, he drops 40. They're telling him they're telling him he doesn't run enough, but yet you haven't pulled me out the game because I get tired. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, but those, if you don't do those little things.
Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah, the little things to build up to, like, the bigger picture.
It's the, when he's out there, bro, they attack him on defense. Like, it's that bad. Like, hey, switch, nigga. Give me Luka.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you can't avoid it. But it's like, he's giving you all of what he's giving you on offense. It's like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What can you expect to give him, like, you to give him on defense? But, like, sometimes you look, he's not giving you no effort. Like, it's bad. Like, it's obvious, bro. Like, come on, bro. You got to do something. And they're saying, like, it's his conditioning because he's getting tired.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, his injuries and shit. Now, I'm not gonna, they say he be playing through nagging injuries and shit. Like, this year is the first year, like, in a minute, I've seen him, like, be out for a long extended period of time.
Yeah.
But usually, like, he wants to play. Like, he plays hurt. Like, in the finals, he was playing hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I think it's mostly his shoulder or something like that.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? I think his shoulder. I think now he has an ankle injury, something like that.
Yeah.
But, like, he wants to play. But he has to, like, start
conditioning his body.
He wants to play his way.
Conditions. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not a winning way. It's kind of how, I'm not going to say, like, it's almost like James Harden in a way. Like, James Harden was a crazy offensive talent.
Crazy.
But defensively, bro, it's like, bro, he was just
his own downfall.
He was not. Yeah. He's eventually, like, I feel like now he's giving way more effort.
But what's crazy too is if you do better on defense, you can, if you score it the same on offense and just cause a little bit less scoring on defense, you don't even need to be.
Bro, that's a big differential. That's it, bro. You just don't need to be a cone. Like sometimes when Luka's out there, bro, he's a straight cone. Like they are violating him, bro. That's crazy.
At least hit a little shuffle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, yeah. They're about to pay him 5 years, $345 million. Since he got traded, the highest contract he can sign now is 4 years, $229 million. That's a $117 million loss. Minus, he's going to L.A. Them taxes is crazy. Oh, nah, so he's going to lose even more. If that don't like, I mean, I know money's not the motive. But if I lose $117 plus million dollars, when I see the Mavericks again, I'm dropping 90. I don't care. Okay. And it's nothing you can tell.
Yeah. Record.
Yeah, fuck like, the money. It's off of them not telling me.
It's about respect.
Oh, and then it is.
I'm your franchise nigga. You ain't even have the
I got a theory about that too, but what was you saying?
I was like, I'm your franchise nigga. You ain't had the nerves. Like, yeah, you know, give me a heads up. Nothing.
Y'all want to hear my theory?
And then what you
saying?
Sure.
Oh.
No, what, that's what you want to hear my theory?
Oh.
You know why I think the Lakers did this and didn't tell LeBron?
Because him AD like
Because, nah, listen. It's deeper than that. I think that LeBron, on any team he's on, he runs the franchise. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Because they didn't, like, go to him about this, knowing he was cool with Anthony Davis, knowing what this is going to do, I think them, the Lakers making a move like this gives them the power back. Because this shows LeBron, a, like, we planning for the future.
Mm.
We know you about to leave. So, I mean, you can do what you want. Like, we want you here. But, like, at the end of the day, we got 25-year-old Luke.
I agree with that.
Who's not even in his prime. We didn't tell you about the nigga. We just, like, we just traded, and we know how close y'all were. And we didn't even tell you about that. So I feel like this shows LeBron, like,
it was just a power move.
Bro, we taking, like, we taking our power back, and we planning for the future.
It was politics.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now, honestly, like, if you're LeBron, what can you say? Because if you say, I want out, it's like,
okay.
Shit, we got Luka now.
No bullshit. Mm.
Before it was like, damn, LeBron is the only thing keeping us afloat. If LeBron leaves, like, if LeBron after this year says, I don't want to play for Lakers no more, cool, nigga, we got Luka.
Mm.
Now what? You know what I'm saying? And Luka's going to attract people to the Lakers. People are going to want to play for the Lakers anyway because it's the Lakers. I feel like this is just a big ass, I ain't gonna lie, I feel like it was a big ass power play.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead.
And I was saying, if they wanted to trade LeBron too, shit, he's still LeBron.
They could have. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They could have. And they still could get a lot back. Yeah. Exactly, bro. I feel like this is just a
I think they could have got more for LeBron than AD.
You think, nah, LeBron's 40. You can only get so much for him.
I think it's just that, like, how good he is right now is just like, it'd be different if he was 40 and bad. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's a contract thing. You have to, so LeBron's making $60 million. You have to give them $60 million worth. Like, you have to give them, like, three players, they get, like, you have to get them three players making $20 million.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. LeBron's value is a lot. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, it is. If the Lakers wanted value, AD or LeBron provides the same amount of value.
But I will say this about the Mavericks, though. I don't know if they wanted Anthony Davis for sure, but they didn't tell nobody. They were only, like, talking to the Lakers. If they let everybody, bro, they could have got so much more for Luka, bro.
No bullshit.
All they got was AD,
Max Christie,
and I'm pretty sure they got
a first round pick.
That's it. For Luka Doncic, somebody that's not even in their prime, bro. You could have got so much more for so many other teams. I think they wanted AD specifically. I mean, I understand why they want
AD.
Like, AD not, like, nigga, AD's a top, I think top 15 player in the league. So it's not like AD is ass on some shit. But it's like, damn, bro, you could have got a lot more for Luka, bro. Like,
no bullshit.
And then for AD to get hurt the first game, it's like, damn.
Hurt as fuck.
Now you out AD. You traded the nigga. You got AD. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn. Now you just.
They just, looks just like.
Fact, did you see their first game after they traded Luka?
I swear to God, I was just about to say that. Did you see their first game, bro?
46-91 at halftime.
Bro, they was. Was it 50-19 after the first quarter, bro?
Yes.
It was bad, bro. They was violent. Bro, you could just see the life just gone, bro. It was like, bro, that shit was so bad.
It looked like they had, like. I know they're not randoms, but randoms. Like, I seen the picture.
Like, the G League said, fuck it, bro.
Like, on the starting lineup.
But they got, bro, they got Gafford, PJ. Like, bro, they, Clay still there. Bro, they got some niggas. It's just, they got to put it together. I don't know who, I ain't gonna lie, either for the Lakers or the Mavericks, I don't know who they're, like, beating in the West. I don't see them beating Denver. Don't see them being OKC. I don't even see them being Houston right now, bro. Like,
see, I don't know. The Lakers, I feel like they had a chance when they got Mark Williams. After that shit got rescinded.
Oh, it got rescinded. So now all they got is Jackson Hayes at the five. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nigga, that shit.
I don't think that's gonna work out, man. But yeah, that's crazy. That's definitely do y'all think that's one of the craziest like trades y'all ever?
No, that was like completely unexpected.
Yeah, I think that's one of the craziest, like that might be the craziest trade, like player wise, I think I've ever seen. Like,
that's up there, man.
That's
up there 100%.
Because now, once did anybody think Luka's ever gonna leave the Mavs? Like, yeah, no, I thought he's gonna retire.
That's crazy.
My favorite trade of that time, though, you know. We finally got some Jimmy Butler, man.
We finally got some Jimmy Butler.
You know, look, man.
And guess where Jimmy Butler went?
I've been shitting
with
on
my king, my Chef Curry, man. I prayed for times like this. Like, you know what I'm saying, this bro? Is what I'm talking about, bro.
Curry needed the help. I've been saying Curry needed the help.
Look,
y'all,
man.
Y'all niggas ain't doing
I'm
shit.
Not going to lie, Michael. I would say I feel bad for you. But he came over to the Warriors and he dropped 25 first night. Like, it was beautiful. Like, just watching it was just like, it was so... It was so elegant. It was just beautiful to see him get his.
It looked like he was made in a Golden State jersey.
Mm-hmm. What are you looking at, bro?
Are y'all gonna win?
Oh, okay, bro. Don't be squinting like that, bro.
Are y'all gonna win?
What are we looking at?
Once again, I'm not gonna lie. I don't know. I do like the Warriors. I like the Warriors and the Grizzlies. Those are my two teams.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't see either one of them being like true contenders, though.
Oh yeah,
I don't see the Warriors. If they get in, they're not getting past.
I don't think Jimmy Butler gonna make us win like the series or nothing.
Yeah,
I say he can get y'all to the conference finals.
It just
playoff.
Yeah.
And Curry on the same team.
That, yeah, see, man, look, playoff. Look, I'm a Jimmy hater, you know, and playoff Jimmy, you know, he was good.
Come on, man.
He brought a playing team to the NBA finals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, man.
But now I will say this, though, you know,
what's up,
Michael? You know, how do you feel?
Yeah, talk to me, cause you know y'all lost.
What did you know? Your best player just said.
Do you know who y'all? I don't remember who y'all got back for Jimmy Butler. Do you know what y'all got back?
Wiggins.
Oh, Wiggins, true.
You got Davion Mitchell and Kyle Anderson.
Kyle Anderson.
Davion Mitchell, not bad.
Davion Mitchell, I fought with him. He definitely.
And I like
great
Wiggins,
defensive
man.
Guard.
Yeah.
Wiggins ain't bad.
Okay, look.
Wiggins helped him win that finals. If he can get back, he's been going through a lot. If he can get back right, that would be a good piece.
It's not even the fact that Jimmy got traded. It was just to the fucking Warriors, my nigga. I've been an avid Warriors hater since KD, nigga. So, you know?
I'm not going to cap. Jimmy and Draymond on the same.
Oh, that locker room going to be.
Oh, them niggas going to be throwing them bitches every day.
Nigga going to remind Jimmy. Nigga be like, I'm not Jordan Poole, nigga.
Jimmy Butler. that's nasty. Jimmy Butler really not ready, though. You know, Draymond's really, like, done this shit his whole career. Like Jimmy Butler was like, he's a crash out, but he's like, he was the main character of his team.
Yeah.
So how big of a crash out was he?
Yeah.
Draymond really got that dog.
Draymond got no reason to crash out.
Nigga,
sometimes.
Draymond ruined the Warriors.
Bro, nah,
nigga,
really, he told that nigga KD, nigga, we won without
he
you.
Knocked
we don't
out,
need
he
you.
Knocked out our future.
he punched my future's teeth out. Bro,
like,
y'all could have had a star lineup of what called Jordan Poole, Moses Moody after he got better, Andrew Wiggins. What's his name? Jonathan Kuminga? I don't know who the fuck
I'm not gonna lie. That lineup don't scare me, bro. The more
No.
I was like, that lineup.
But as they develop. As they develop.
Steph.
You think about it right now. Let them develop.
He knocked the aura out of Poole, bro.
They be double.
I've been hooping this season.
They be double teaming Steph off the bat, triple teaming him, right?
Imagine
if they just had Jordan Poole over there to fuck him up on the side.
Come on.
Just to drag at least a nigga off him every other possession. Curry's points would double, bro.
Draymond really had this nigga Gobert yoked up, bro.
On
NBA basketball court, bro. Like, yo, and nobody on the Timberwolves did a thing, nigga. Cause
like, what can they do?
Bro,
though,
no,
like,
that's
that
what,
nigga 33,
no,
bro. He don't
no,
give a fuck about
that's one of them.
You yoke up
no,
a 7-footer,
that's
bro,
one of them teammates
you can't do.
That you've been waiting for that nigga to get his. There's bro, no way, bro. If one of y'all niggas, I'm jumping over everybody swinging shit. There's
but if
no
he,
way.
But if he choke out my big man and he not the big man, why is that like my business?
Yo,
no cap.
You like, but Banana nobody Young. Did nothing.
The big the center in the NBA should be able to bench press the whole team.
Now Rudy Gobert is a slim ass nigga, bro. He tall as fuck. He's not like
he's slim like for an NBA big. But if you seen that nigga, he probably a big fuck.
Yeah, I'm pretty. Oh, yeah, for sure.
So there's no way you telling me Drake like he couldn't defend himself against Draymond Green yoking.
I don't think
up.
A lot of niggas want to defend themselves against Draymond.
Oh, no, but
I think
no, they're worried
about
Draymond. It's the league. It's the league now. The
they
league.
Know, but they know Draymond.
If I was in the
will,
NBA, bro, you know, I'd be a flop master, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Draymond been doing this shit since like they was winning. Bruh, now that they're not winning, now it's like highlighted. Now it's like
they know Draymond has nothing to lose. Why would I fight with a nigga that has nothing to lose?
He already got his rings. He already got his check, bro.
Come on, bro.
He's going to put up 4 every single time.
Oh, nah,
yeah, that nigga
Clay, bro.
Yeah, that nigga Draymond, he's out of control, nigga. Speaking of a nigga out of control.
You know, I ain't going to lie.
We gotta talk about my nigga Kanye, bro.
We're at an hour.
What are you saying?
Nothing. I was just letting you know. I don't know if you heard Jaden when he said it.
No, we good. This nigga, we have this.
No, we have good timing. I was just letting you know.
Oh my! Look at the producer, nigga. You fucking up. You was so close. Look at the you fucking up. Yeah. Damn, bro. I was with you.
He said something.
No, no, no. Do it now. Do it now. Do what you're about. Do it now. Yeah.
Give a nigga a break. Give the nigga a break, man. Stop being on this dick.
No, man. I'm hard on him.
He said you're perpetual dick riding.
Yo, wrong one. You're on the wrong one. Go to the other Safari page. But no
we
cap.
Appreciate
man.
You, Jaden.
Yeah, nah, okay. yeah, kinda a little bit. Yeah, bro. No cap though. This nigga Kanye, I'm not gonna lie. I love Kanye to death, bro.
Oh, wait, wait. Oh, go ahead now. I'm gonna tell you, you saw he posted more shit last night?
Yeah.
See, I didn't look. He posted like
50 porn videos. And when I say, no. He posted the whole, and I don't mean like clip. No, he posted. Like,
let me tell them.
He went. Go ahead.
So I don't know if y'all do know. This nigga Kanye for the last like week has just been spazzing on Twitter, just saying like a bunch of crazy shit, bro. Like it, actually, it'll be on the screen for y'all to see, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Okay. Before we get to the bullshit he was saying, he was kind of spitting. If you go through a couple of them,
look, man.
He said, "You know, the only thing worse than fucking for money is fucking for free."
Look, man, I'm gonna tell you,
that's not crazy.
Kanye might be a crazy nigga, and see, Kanye says crazy things on occasion. Yeah. Some of the things he says are a little true. Some of them are a lot of true.
You know what I'm saying? Now, fuck Virgil, that's crazy, bro. Like, come on, bro. Like. Long live, rest in peace, Virgil.
The only nigga that Mike could get away with that is Kanye, because that was his day one home.
Bro, you don't know. I will say this, bro. I love Kanye. But 808s and Heartbreaks wasn't that good for you to get away with some shit like this.
I don't agree with Kanye. I can't defend him no more.
The only nigga that can spaz out like this and it be okay is NBA Youngboy. Other than that, none of you other niggas can do some shit like this, bro.
You know what's crazy?
Go to the, he's,
I don't even know how you found a way to bring NBA Youngboy's dick to the conversation.
You might be worse than
you,
LeBron
it's
fans.
Like you bring that bro. Shit in your pocket or something. You had no it ready to
Jaden,
come out, bro.
Click
like,
the, there's an arrow right there. Come on, bro. Go down. What are you doing? The arrow, go down.
Okay. One dick to another.
Go, nigga, go. Bro, yo, because you taking too, go down. Bro, if I tell you go down one more time. The arrow to the right, Jaden. Right there. Thank you.
Time.
Click the arrow. Shit, bro. Bro, stop talking. No rich nigga is truly funny. Being funny is for broke niggas who want to distract you from the fact that they broke and trying to get bitches to fuck for free.
He's not all the way.
That's not all the way true. I'm not a rich nigga, but I'm not trying to get you to fuck for free.
But then it gets.
But it is some people that do that.
What are we talking about?
It's now.
And what context
yeah,
does he
now,
mean
I'm
by
not
this?
Gonna lie.
Say whatever.
He
fuck
got
I
to
wilding.
I'm a Nazi. I love Hitler. Now what, bitches? Then he was saying shit like free Diddy, free like yo, come on, bro. Like Kanye, I love you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But
and then
college
started,
dropout's not good enough for you to get away with this.
And then
shit,
he started posting the porn, bro. And now
that's
he,
when.
But what's even
on,
worse,
bro,
is you know the internet. The niggas on the internet, they can't take shit serious. And the reason Kanye gonna do this shit every time. It's because niggas go meme it every time.
Bro,
every time.
They
no,
started making,
no drawback,
bro, if
bro.
You go on TikTok right now, they're making Kanye porn taste reviews.
What is it?
A taste review? What is that even? Wait,
he posted videos. Kanye posted, like, the videos he watches.
Yeah.
And niggas went back and were like, Elvid out of Kanye, 8 out of 10.
Yo,
like
yo.
That's what niggas on TikTok doing right
yo,
now, bro.
What are we doing, bro? That's I love Hitler. Now what?
Did he say he hates Nazis?
Bro, I don't. And then he posted like the. I seen he posted like the slavery was a choice shit again. It was like, bro, what are we, Kanye, bro? Like, stop, bro. This nigga's wilding. Speaking of wilding, Jaden, if you could please, pull up the picture of him at the Grammys with his wife, bro. Look at her.
At this point, don't even surprise me no more.
Yo, bro, it looked like she got out the shower and was like, yo, what's the move?
Nah, you don't know what creeps me out.
And
too.
That was it. Like,
you know what creeps me out, bro, is that like she looks exactly like Kim Kardashian, bro. As far as like the body and the face.
It's like they're twins.
Well, no, it's like he like made a clone of her or something. Like he made another her. Like,
bro,
He got pulled, some of her DNA, just put it
they
together.
They pulled up, got out the car, took pictures. She had a coat on. She dropped the coat. They took pictures. They got in the car and left, bro. What are we doing, bro? Like, look at this.
I don't understand
look
this
at
message.
This shit, bro.
You know,
hey man, there's no message to be had.
Yeah, what is the, no, what's the goal? Like, yo, can you go back? Actually, can you go to the notes real quick? Actually, no, stay there.
See, but what I find crazy, though, is if she would have wore this dress, like, at a fashion show, though, right, this would get called, like, peak fashion.
Type shit.
Like, if she was at some type of fancy million-dollar runway with a bunch of rich, like, clothing niggas, and she wore that,
it's like true art,
that right there would be peak fashion.
Bro, Kanye said... See,
but the only thing I'm trying to figure out is, like, what was the conversation that was had...
To get to this point.
Like, this is the end result.
Well, you know the rules that, like, all Kanye's wives got to follow. Like, it's like a rule book. They go through, like, a boot camp and everything.
Okay. You're joking.
A boot camp?
You're joking,
No, you think I'm trolling.
You're not telling me.
I'm so serious.
Putting his wife through a 12-week
boot camp. I'm so serious. Any girl that...
Kanye boot camp.
For any girl that, like, he dates...
Stop screen recording.
He picks all their clothes, their wardrobe, what they post, what they wear, how they look, their aesthetic. He controls all of that. Like, that outfit, he planned her how, like, top to bottom, her hair and everything.
Bro, that's nasty.
They don't even own their own clothes. He owns a closet for all the women he's with. Like, he has a closet of women's clothes that just has, like, just things in there.
Bro, this is Kanye said, my wife's first red carpet opened a whole new world. I keep staring at this photo like I was staring in admiration that night, thinking, wow, I am so lucky to have a wife that is so smart, talented, brave, and hot.
End of the day, that shit's embarrassing as fuck.
Embarrassing.
Oh, no, he made black people look stupid.
Yo, Kanye, this nigga gotta get some help, bro.
See?
What?
Look.
What?
The boot camp.
Wait, what?
This is the background on his wife and how they got together, but you can scroll through some of those links and it'll talk about the boot camp.
But it's nasty work, bro. I don't see... Oh, Julia Fox went to Kanye's boot camp before that.
And if you fail, you just don't date. Like, y'all don't get together.
He would put a woman through a boot camp.
Bachelor fucking realities.
Yo. Yeah, click that one. I guess you click. No, click to. It's a, okay. She went to a boot camp before they could be seen together in public. Mm-hmm. That's crazy, bro. This nigga Kanye, bro. I ain't gonna lie, he ain't been the same since his mom Duke's died.
Why do you think?
Yeah,
like,
she's the one person keeping him grounded,
bro. Pete Game, like, you've never heard his wife talk on an interview when he's around, right? There's a reason for that.
I haven't really been watching no Kanye interviews.
I didn't even know he had a wife.
That was his wife on the red carpet.
That was what I'm saying. I didn't know he had a wife.
Yeah, they've been together for years. Bro, you don't remember when they got...
I think it's been a year or two.
Remember when they got together and the first thing and how it came out they were dating was she was giving him head on a boat in the middle of Italy.
Oh, I remember that. Bro. I thought that was just like
That was our introduction to his new wife. What the fuck kind of... What are we doing? Like, what kind of relationship is that anyway?
Yeah, that's nasty work.
Who wants head on a boat?
Yeah, Kanye, you
head
got...
Head on a boat ain't the problem.
Whoa, yeah.
You're in a boat. You
wildin', bro.
You wildin',
bro. You wildin', bro.
I'm just saying, man.
I ain't gonna lie.
The boat was like a rowboat. I don't
that.
Care what it was.
Bro,
I go like Cameron.
Seasickness.
I'm rebuking this with everything I have.
Ain't comfortable. Right. I need
may head on a boat find me soon.
Manifest that shit. What are you talking about?
Look, I feel like it'll be cool in the moment, but I'm smelling fishes.
It'll be great in the moment.
No, I'm smelling fishes. I'm getting seasick.
Wait, hold on.
I'm not comfortable.
Wait.
You know what I mean? It's too much shit going on. You know what I mean?
So that has nothing to do.
That's
with
your
like,
mindset. Yeah, you got such a negative mindset on
negative mindset, have. Nigga. That's what's happening. When you talk about negative mindset.
You're just not like a water built nigga.
Yeah, I don't like,
you
would
have drowned on the boat.
Yeah,
this nigga said.
I almost had.
Who wants head on the boat? Hey, bro. Don't throw me in that conversation, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Don't throw me in that.
I want to be. If such activities were to occur, right? I want to be real comfortable. You know, right. any activities, if I'm not comfortable, you know, nothing's going to happen.
The boat now is comfortable.
Yeah, boat
but
isn't.
I feel like, because it's like, in that activity, I would like to be, you know, kind of like,
what does
what?
You couldn't do that on the boat?
Like, yo.
You couldn't sit on the boat?
Never mind. No, but it's the way you're sitting.
Yo, bro. Yo. Look, man.
Actually, no. Nah, hold on. You want to know what this is about?
What?
This is deeper than this, bro. Because, you know, you also hold your sub with one hand.
I feel like this loops all. Like, yo, I feel like it all comes back around into, like,
to all the viewers, bro. Cameron can hold a 12-inch sub with one hand, bro.
Yo, we gotta bring that crazy
one.
We gotta show
hand, that bro. Is actually like, imagine a ruler that's about 3 inches thick, and you can hold it with one hand. But mind you, it got the meat and the vegetables all on it, and nothing is spilling out the sides, bro. Like, you know how, like, they take sand and they put a coin on top, and when you pour the water, it's like, you know, it erodes everything except that's under the coin. Like, that's why they say you got to plant plants to stop erosion. His hand is like, bro, the plant that's stopping everything, like, from falling. But mind you, this is a 12-inch sub, bro.
Like, bro, you eat
nasty grip, bro.
You go to Jersey Mike's, you get the giant sub.
I couldn't do that.
One hand?
I had to do two hands with the Jersey.
Cameron.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Cameron.
go take a breather right quick, man.
You had to run
that back. No, run that back.
Just
disregard that.
No, show me what you had to do.
We already got it.
Show me what you had to do with this up, bro.
Bro, so don't make it weird.
No, I just want to see, bro.
Don't make it weird, bro. Wait, no, you're making it weird. I was just using my goddamn hands, and you're making it weird, bro.
You want to see the technique, man?
Just show me how you had to do it.
He said he wanted to see it. What the hell are y'all?
No, you're being weird for fucking interrogating.
Just show me one more time. Show me one more time.
Interrogating. Nigga, you know what the fuck I mean, bro. Y'all niggas is being weird, bro. I was just trying to, nigga, one hand, two hand, don't matter, nigga. Y'all know what the fuck I mean, bro.
Shit.
You just so skilled with your hands. It don't matter.
I didn't know you could work your hands like that, bro. I didn't know you could hold up like 12 inches of meat with two hands, bro.
Nigga, it's normal, though.
Like, nah, real talk, it's normal, bro.
Hold your... Bro, if you just hold a bro, sub, bro.
I didn't know you was a meat manipulator, bro. Yeah, that's on me, bro. That's my fault, bro.
Smashing 12.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I didn't know you was the sub sergeant, bro. That's on me, bro. No. I do better, bro.
No, because it's the fact that you're trying to make it weird.
I just
you're trying to make it weird. And Michael are trying to make it weird, nigga.
How are we making it weird?
Because Michael is instigating.
You just say you're
saying he wants to see my technique.
Oh, what?
You over here saying I didn't know you had that in you.
I didn't know what you was working with, bro. That's my fault.
Bro, I was just showing how to hold a sub.
I'm apologizing.
If I was to hold a sub with two hands, Jersey Mike's, that was the question. I'm using two hands. Nigga, if I go to Subway, I'm using one hand. All right.
Wait, what's the difference, though?
It's because the Jersey Mike is gigantic, bro.
It got more girth.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie.
Bro, what the fuck, bro? Hey, bro, what the fuck, bro?
No, I ain't taking this disrespect. I'm real tired of it, man.
Couldn't handle that.
I come in here on Saturday, week in, week out. You know what, bro, I mean? I think I deserve a level of respect. And right, what am I seeing right now is not where I would like to be at. So, bro, I think we all need to check each other's temperature right now. You know what I mean? Restart, regroup, and see what the fuck is going on. Because I'm not liking what I'm seeing or I'm hearing.
Bro. Yo. Oh, shit, bro. Wow. What am I listening to, bro? What's going on, bro? This nigga, yo, I ain't gonna lie. We had some, you know, fuck that Kanye shit, bro. I ain't gonna lie. No. You auditioned for, no, tell them niggas that you.
The meat matadors on fucking America's Got Talent. Super.
So, we got a very special announcement.
Yo, talk to me, bro. Tell the people, bro.
You know,
fuck Jaden Smith. We'll get back to that bitch ass nigga.
Fuck that shit, bro.
What's
today? Tell the people what your plans are, your future plans, bro. Talk to the people, bro.
So, I got an audition on American Got Talent. I signed up. I got a virtual audition on the 25th. Today's the 10th. I got 15 days on what I'm going to do.
Nigga, you got 2 weeks.
I got two weeks.
No, we was trolling, but what are you doing for real?
What was the plan? Really, let this sit in.
You might be on TV soon.
No bullshit.
If you happen to get on TV, what the fuck? What?
Are you doing like a song?
Don't embarrass us. Don't embarrass us. Because
you've seen the videos on YouTube of like top five America's Got Talent videos.
The compilations.
We can't be there.
Yeah.
I mean, but think about it. If we were there, I can shout us out.
No, it ain't about that. It's about you.
It's about you.
I want you to have a chance to have a serious future. And every time niggas look up your background, like for like what's it called?
For the famous on some shit?
Yeah, your digital footprint.
I think winning the $1 million, right?
If you win $1 million, Cameron, I won't lie. You know?
No, wait. But before we get we gotta talk about that now
because he's trying to hold me to like not really. Like he was trying to give me 10 bands out of his meal because I told him to sign up.
How's that trying to
listen? Before we get to the meal, what are you planning on doing? You haven't told nobody.
I won the meal.
No, I don't want any money anyway. I already told you this.
Cam, what are you planning on doing? You sign up. You got 15 days. What do you plan on doing?
No bullshit.
Fucking great. This is wonderful.
Did you write songs?
You have 15 days.
I'm gonna sing my song.
Yo, you know what he could do?
Yo,
you could perform you in BJ's song.
Yo, I don't have a song, Cameron. Well, we don't have one. You don't have one yet.
Oh no, but I only put it as a solo.
No, I'm talking about.
No, he's saying like eventually we can make a song and then
put it out.
You just rap your part, you know?
Oh, I think we need to do that. Because either I don't want, at least it's gonna be his voice.
I'm saying you can help him make a song.
At least I need to make another song.
That's what I'm saying.
Because like I got a song right now, but how good is that song?
Okay, so let me ask you. So you're gonna sing. That's what you're gonna do.
Yep. Or you can learn to do magic.
Sing slash rap. That's your.
I think that would be bad.
Hit him with a little sad backstory, you know. Just because I think if I was gonna do magic,
I would have to be like Houdini.
I mean, there's.
Fuck it. That's what? Like saying if I'm gonna pick a basketball,
I gotta be LeBron.
I'm saying I'm gonna go all the way.
Okay.
But that's like saying if you're gonna be an artist, I gotta be Drake. Like, what are you saying?
Yeah, I mean, like, as in, like, well, what I'm talking about, as in, like, greatness. And if I'm really gonna do this, I'm gonna like try to like, see who's the best, and then try to.
But you have 15 days to make a song,
and I'm gonna sing my heart out.
Look, that's a lot of days.
Yeah. But do you have a genre? Like, do you know a direction you're gonna go with this song? Do you know?
See, I got my other song as backup, in case this doesn't work out.
You only get one time to audition. You're not like if they
I'm saying if we try to make a song and it's just not working out, then I got the other song as backup.
Type shit. I see what he's
saying.
Okay,
so that song's already made.
He got plan A and plan B.
Okay, right.
But I think if we make a new song and I like see how it is, see how I'm supposed to sound, I think I can do something with that.
Oh, would you like to show your audition like on here at some point? How about this? Let's make a bet. If you don't make it, we're going to show your audition.
Okay.
But if you do make it, you're going to keep going. Okay. And eventually, you're going to be on TV.
Yeah.
So if you don't make it, we're going to show
if you get on TV.
But if you do make it, we're not going to show it until it's a point where you don't make it.
If he makes it on TV, we got to like fly and record.
Oh, for sure. If you make it, nah. If you make it on TV, I'm definitely 1,000%. I'm going.
We got to make it an episode.
No,
bro.
For sure. Oh, yeah. That's a vlog.
Hey, and
that's a forecast vlog.
If I'm making it on TV, I gotta sing my ass off.
Oh, 1,000%.
At that point, it's real.
No.
Like right now, it's a joke. You know,
wait,
anything can happen.
Can you sing?
I don't know.
What the?
I've been practicing.
Yo,
let me hear a little something.
You know, people on America.
I ain't trying to joke like. Let me hear a little something.
Not now.
Yo, bro, chill out, bro. He got to save his voice for his audition. Yeah, chill out, dude. Come on, bro. You know that.
2 weeks.
You know that,
Cameron
bro.
Cameron was gargling honey for 2 hours this morning.
Gargling honey for 2 hours, bro.
That shit good for your voice. I'm not playing.
I'm trying to
like hot water and honey.
Bro, okay, hot water and honey is different. No. But honey is thick as shit. If you can gargle some honey, bro, you got a strong throat, bro. You wait.
Gargle's crazy.
I'm just saying, you said, like, pause, by the way. I did say strong throat. But if you can gargle some honey, bro, that's immaculate, like, throat veins.
I've been working on breathing with my stomach when I sing.
breathing with your stomach.
Yeah, like, you know,
like more air.
Like yeah, an opera nigga.
Like, you know how opera niggas sound full? Because they sing from their bed.
So you about to learn how to sing. Yeah. I want to learn how to sing, too. I'm actually, right now, I'm about to learn how to play piano.
You should join. Join up.
I don't know how to play piano yet.
No, sign up for America's Got Talent.
No, I could, but I don't know what I would do.
You just said piano.
You don't got a couple songs?
I might. Oh, I might start. Oh, you know what I could do? I might do the little Duke Deuce dance. I might start really like.
On God, you could be. Oh, yo, you could impersonate Duke Deuce.
I might really start like Soulja stepping, bro.
What the fuck?
Like, no cap, bro. Like, no bullshit, though, man. That's crazy, man. Clap it up, man. Cameron going to America's Got Talent.
Y'all going to see me on TV real soon, man.
Yes, sir, man.
Y'all
loud than a motherfucker.
You know, I'm a win it. You know, if y'all want to support, just support, man.
Start a GoFundMe for Cam.
Yeah, we'll start a GoFundMe.
What time
for
on
Cam,
the
no cap, man?
I don't know. I don't know how that works. They said I'll get an email before it happens.
Type shit, man.
But I work on the 25th.
Hey, we supporting you, man. And we got to let us know how that goes, man.
Nah, don't bullshit.
No cap, man.
I will. I'm a do good. I'm gonna take this serious.
And we got
man.
You, man. We got your back.
I'm gonna take this serious.
Type shit. If it's ass, bro, we gonna tell you it's ass though.
I'm gonna try to get the recording from the cuz I don't know how this gonna work, but I'm gonna at least ask like, "Hey, like, could I get it or this after?"
But that's what's up, man. That's crazy, man. This is episode 10, man. What was y'all best moments from these first 10 episodes? We've been doing this shit since Thanksgiving, bro. What was y'all, like, best moment? I ain't gonna lie. One of my favorite moments for sure was a story where, like, he told niggas he put, like, his balls on the nigga face. That for sure was, like, that was first episode off the rip.
Happened, that was that a crazy start, bro.
That was crazy, bro. That was, like, wow. Like, this is what that podcast
talk about straight into it, man.
Like, bro,
I didn't even dip our foot
like,
in the water.
Like, that's how you come, bro.
Dove in that bitch.
Pause. But, like, that's how you, like.
Well, you did ask me the question. I did just answer.
No, brought it up first. And I was like,
bring it up.
No,
y'all two niggas.
No, one story. There was one story.
One of y'all niggas was being
real. No, I brought up
the. No, he brought up the first story.
I brought
up
the story.
And I looked at you. No, I looked at you. I didn't even say nothing yet.
I brought the story of peeing on the controllers. And then he was like, you want to talk about the brother story? And I didn't know what that was.
Oh, no. So y'all both jumped me. Y'all 100%. Violated Cameron on that.
No,
y'all niggas, no,
set me up.
No preparation.
Now we're wrong. No. I was all for it, but it was, you know, because it wasn't at my expense. But it was pretty. It was y'all definitely threw that nigga.
So what was y'all? What was y'all favorite? Like, if y'all had to pick a favorite moment.
Now you gonna think this dick suck? But it was like the disabled and the Indian shit.
Yo, come stop saying
that.
Just
that. That was the funniest moment. That was the funniest shit.
So that's y'all's favorite moment.
I was gonna say
that's
that.
One of them. That's
please,
of them.
No,
I have
bro.
To say it's
come
up
on,
there.
Please, bro, stop.
Like,
stop saying that, bro.
Favorite.
Like,
you said it. Like, you know, I'm about to disappoint niggas. You know, I ain't rewatched a single one of these in their entirety one time.
I mean, you're here, so I don't expect
not even halfway. Like, not even like.
But you don't remember. Hey. You gotta remember at least one thing.
You remember like when Jaden was on episode?
Oh, it's that, bro.
Oh, Jaden being on the episode.
I remember the same moments.
Oh, yeah.
Jaden being on the episode. That was the episode.
I remember like moments, but it's the same moments we're talking about. So as far
You be forgetting shit because you be on the heroin and shit. I feel you, bro. You on that booger sugar. But yeah, no cap though, man.
You see your nose, bro? You was built to do cocaine, nigga. You talking about heroin. Fuck you talking about.
Jaden, you want to tell the people your favorite moment?
Go hop in the camera.
No. I keep forgetting to say when I like that we got producer Jaden in the back. I need to start saying that. But Jaden, talk to the people real quick. Tell them like you got any. No, actually, you even got to tell me your favorite moment. Is anything you want to say to the people? You know what I'm saying? You've been here 10 episodes, man. Anything you want to say to the people? I mean, you don't have to if you don't want to.
You can just say
now. Once you get in the camera, it's too late.
You could say fuck the viewers. Like you could just say fuck.
You gonna close? All right, so I'm wrap it up. You gonna close? All right, bet. You can pull that back up so we can close. You can do your job real quick so I can close. Yeah.
Wait, scroll down?
Yeah.
Oh, like, wait, scroll down?
Yeah,
there's one more.
No, it's not. Scroll down.
See. Oh, yeah, that's...
Nah, that's it.
Yeah. What was your favorite moment, BJ?
I just told you my favorite moment.
Oh, it was the old story.
Yeah.
Oh, you know...
Controller story. No, the brother story.
Mom. Yeah, touch
it. I forget.
But yeah.
I liked...
Anything I want to say before you wrap up, man?
No.
I don't know. I liked it all, to be honest. I liked the whole thing.
Yeah, I feel like we've grown a lot, like, for sure. Like,
I like watching us get better at it.
Yeah, no cap, bro. We slowly getting better. Once again, thank y'all for 50 subs, man. Truly appreciate y'all. All the people that was like, we want to be guests, give us some time. We going to start having guests. Give us some time. Let us get a little flow of this shit first.
And then we gonna start clout chasing off y'all. We're gonna get y'all on here in a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So y'all can run our bread up. Nobody's getting paid. If you come on here, you're not getting paid
at all.
Straight like that. I already told you. So
you don't
like,
got sucks
if you got a problem.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't even noticed that.
Yo, damn. You had to be watching my toes.
No, it just
well actually it's like now, a it's now like that a I'm alarm. Thinking about it, I did peep it, but I ain't really peep it till he says
it
something.
Wasn't that deep to talk about.
But it really wasn't.
I just asked the question. It just popped in my mind.
It's well, thoughts
well
one,
see,
man,
like you know, now that we're here, I felt the need to speak on it.
Yo,
I didn't mean nothing bad.
Because they ashy. That's what it is.
I just asked the question.
I know my feet aren't ashy because my feet are sweating right now. So it's just
that's not how that works.
Okay, cool.
Hey, that's that theory is wrong from the start.
Yo, JD, are you gonna close the episode out? Yes or no?
Yeah, let's get to it.
You gonna close it out? You can say no. Like you don't have to do it if you don't want to.
Are your feet hot?
You'll close it. All right, bet. So once again, thank you for listening to another episode of the Forecast Podcast. Once again, I'm your host, BJ. To my left, we got my co-host, Michael. To my right, I got my other two co-hosts, Cam and Gabe. Once again, if you're watching on YouTube, please make sure you hit the like button. Please make sure to comment. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button if you are new and turn on post notifications. We drop these episodes weekly, every Wednesday. You don't want to miss them.
Please also make sure to subscribe to the Forecast Podcast feed on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And please be sure to leave a 5-star rating. We greatly appreciate it.
Also, make sure to follow all of our podcast social media pages as well as our individual ones, and they'll be linked down in the description below.
Thank you all for the 10 episodes, you know. We'll be here for 10 more. We appreciate it. We made it this far, you know. Thanks
only,
for the support.
Only 10?
What you mean? We're at 10 now.
I know, but you said we'll be here for 10 more?
Yeah, we'll see.
We're not saying, he didn't say only 10 more. He said
we'll be here for 10 more.
Yeah,
why are you capping us off at 20?
We'll do this one. You know how we did like a 10 episode special?
Yeah.
You know how you can only do like another episode special? Like
Yeah,
you know, that's usually how that works.
Oh, my bad.
You know what's crazy? We finally had it right for
him. I'm over here tweaking.
No, yeah, you know, like what it is like I noticed that like y'all niggas can't do shit right the first time at all. You know, y'all gonna find a way to fuck it up.
I need you to stop singing, bro. Like,
it's already fucked.
Come on,
it's already fucked. It's already fucked.
Yo, Jaden, can you close the episode out for us, man? You know what I'm saying? I keep forgetting to say we got producer Jaden in the back. You know, he's a real big help to what we do. Make sure you're in the camera, you know what I'm saying?
All right, y'all. We really appreciate the support, you know. Glad we hit 50 subs. It's been a like long 10 weeks. I'm not going to lie.
Nah, you not lying. It's been a lot. Yo,
hey, I ain't going to lie. You know how many Saturdays I've been mad as fuck I got to come here? Like, I like it. Don't get me wrong, but boy, I be forgetting. Yeah, that's what it is.
It turns to 7. I'm like, fuck.
Nah, we do be late.
Well, I be fucked up on Sunday because of y'all niggas. Shit. But nah, I'm surprised about the support, to be honest. We've grown a lot.
No bullshit.
More than
we didn't expect a single
subscriber. No cap, bro. I thought it was going to be just us and like, we going to have to start from the bottom.
Yeah, we
no
thought cap. Like the 5 of our subscribers would be like our other homies.
Type shit.
No bullshit. No cap, bro.
No cap, bro.
So fact, we have 50.
Nah, shout out you randoms out there.
No bullshit. You know?
No cap.
Nigga call niggas randoms.
That's
how you did.
There may only be 50 of them, but maybe if they give us a name, we could call them a name.
So what? But we had this conversation before. Forecast family. That's kind of cheesy.
No, just let them. No, let them figure it out. Let's not do too much.
Yeah, right? Well,
that's when it gets corny. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Bro,
we're not PBS kids.
But yeah, man.
Yeah, appreciate y'all. We will see y'all for another 10 episodes, like he said.
Yeah,
we'll see.
At the least.
At the least. We getting it better. We getting better. Slowly but surely. Mm-hmm.
Type shit.
Happy. Okay, appreciate y'all.
Once again, man, we appreciate y'all's support, man. Once again, because without y'all, we wouldn't be able to do it. We'll see y'all next episode. Peace.
W close, man. Oh, boy. Mm-hmm.